Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and today's episode was recorded at the Money 2020 event in 2019. Now, during this episode, we're going to be taking a look at credit scoring and financial inclusion. So to help me with this conversation, I have Sanjoy Malik, who is the CEO of UrgentNet. So without any further delay, let's start the show.
So Sanjoy, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. So to start, let's give our audience a little bit of an overview about your company, UrgentNet.
Yes, thank you. UrgentNet is a utility data aggregator. So we are connected to close to 7,000 different electricity, gas, water, waste, telecom utilities. And we provide information and data from these utilities to our customers. And the customers may use it in the context of businesses or consumers. And our data is all permission-based and qualifies to comply with things like CCPA, GDPR, et cetera.
Excellent. Thank you for that overview there. Now, while we're here at Money 2020, I'm curious to see if your organization had anything to announce or big announcements coming out of this event.
Yes, we announced a deal with Level Credit. And Level Credit is a data furnisher that is going to combine alternative utility data from UrgentNet along with the rent data that they already collect. And they are a data furnisher to many financial institutions and credit rating agencies. So we are very excited about working with Level Credit and having them use our data. They are going to integrate very closely with our APIs and will have access to millions of consumers.
So I'd love to get to the brass tacks of this partnership if we could here with Level Credit. And I'm curious to get from your side of it, why is it that you particularly decided to partner with Level Credit, and what will this new partnership enable for both organizations?
I think Level Credit is one of the leaders in providing the kind of data that they do. And they are one of our many partners. Our data is being used by many different businesses and partnerships for, we have partnerships with many different types of companies, including folks that provide data for credit and lending, for ID verification, for processing payments, et cetera. And Level Credit happens to be a leader in their space. They are the primary and one of the leading providers of rent information. So combining rent with utility data makes a lot of sense, and they have a richer set of data that they can then provide to credit rating agencies or lending institutions.
Wonderful. Now, as we're talking a lot about alternative data here, I'd love to get what your definition of alternative data is. And then also, if we could talk about when we use alternative data, you know, how much is it that it's actually increasing in consumers' credit score?
Yes, that's interesting. So there is not a sort of a line that can be drawn between alternative data and not alternative data, right? Alternative data is just a term that is used for data which is in addition to sort of the traditional data sets that are used in financial services. So the traditional data sets might come from your bank account. It might be your checking account balances, your compensation, what is your net worth, things like that that are traditionally used to make credit decisions, right? Alternative data is beyond that data, which may include utility data, rent information, other types of payments you make, other types of credit history that you might have, which is not included in the traditional data sets, right? And this is quite interesting, and especially for certain categories of consumers, and these are consumers that have thin files or do not have a whole lot of credit history. They may include younger people who are just entering the job market. It may include immigrants or people that have traditionally gone to non-traditional sources for loans, etc., the payday lenders, etc. So 30 or 30 to 40% of consumers in the US fall into this category. And I think there is some reporting that has been done related to use of this data. And what we can say is that if you have 2 years of payment history on your utility account, you could potentially increase your credit score from 600 to 670, which is very, very meaningful for somebody who's trying to get a loan or get a mortgage. And of course, it is represents a great additional business opportunity for the lending institution.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, I'd like to, for our last question here, get a sense of what other companies, you know, have you worked with or partnered with to help, you know, what we call the underbank or thin file consumers and businesses to help build their credit?
Yes. So we have worked with many different companies, and I can speak about a few of them. We are working with lending institutions. We have announced a partnership with Equifax, which is one of the leading credit rating agencies. We are working with smaller credit rating agencies. An example of that is eCredible. So all these companies and businesses are providing credit risk assessment to lenders and banks, right? And including alternative data, including utility data, helps to address the needs of the folks that are not part of the financial ecosystem. These are the folks, as I mentioned before, that may not have a credit history or may not have data enough to build a credit history. And our data really helps with that. And we've also seen that one of the things that has also happened is that the regulatory agencies like CFPB have come up with recommendations. And what they have recommended is that alternative data is a good thing and should be used to improve financial inclusion. And this, again, represents a big opportunity for folks that can benefit from this, but also is a huge opportunity for the businesses that are providing the financial services, that are providing the mortgages and the loans.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Sanjoy, for taking the time today for speaking to me about Urgent and alternative data. And I hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you so much.